Pesach with Aleph. Rashi. Vilom, 5 lines from the bottom. Kneged HaPesach L'tznius, to hang a curtain, for Rashi points out, not for purposes of getting Malach Mechitza, but for the purpose of just creating privacy. That's more to L'ntosa. The lab oil, it's not an oil. The loy kaviyah hasim, it's not that you're building something there. Alakein darka li nosein ulistalik kadelis baalmetz. Put there, it's taken away, like a door. Door opens and closes. So it's not considered, when you put a door there, it's not considered that you're being doing boina when you close the door, and soser when you open the door. That's the hishtamshus that you have of the makom. So putting a vilan up and down is considered the same act as opening and closing a door. Then we said aloha al kilos chasadim is motor of the park of the Tosha B'Shabbos. Lav oil hu, it's not an oil. Mibnei she'en lo agag l'mal, it doesn't have a gag on top, which is a gag, which is rech of tefach, which is a tefach wide, which means it doesn't have a status of a gag. Mibnei she'en asuna b'shipua, it's put in an ink. It comes down, hangs down at a slant. V'hi yuriya she'parsin tzav of l'mita. It's a type of a curtain that you'd hang around the bed, probably, to go to sleep. So the Mor says it can't be a tefach wide. It can't be that within three tefachim, somach to the top, it spreads out a tefach. Shein the poros mishloisha somach l'gag tefach. Shein the sunah balasin katzer. It's at a very narrow angle. Narrow slant. She actually had some moided rechobo. You measure the amount that it's expanded outwards. Lamata mishloisha legago. When you went down three tvachim from the top, ein boy rech of tefach. It's not a tefach wide. To have a cool difference, that's considered wall, not roof. There's any kind of oil cloud. There's no oil. If it had expanded a tefach wide within three tefachim of the top, kilogago tefach dummy, then we look at it as if the top part is flat and it's a tefach wide. So you have a roof on top, and that's also. The Mor says, and it can't be that Bishipua tefach Mikneged Emsoyas Gago on Mokum Shiswasi Ria Kolo Sham. If you take the midpoint of the roof and you see where it is on the bottom, it didn't move out of tefach. Lahirchav tefach didn't expand the tefach. So we're Tavikula Kedoifin, therefore it's all considered wall. Main kind of oil cloud. There's no oil. A rechiva called defen v'defen balachsa in a tefach. Each one expanded out. Each side expanded out a tefach. Habihoa lachsin. That angle, that slant off bishahu meshupa. Even though it's. Slanted, curry oil, it's considered oil. Can you run the pligator of Liazar Bimseth Sukkah? So this is the pshat that he said. That's based on the rule. She put your oil in, ka oil him dumbo. It's actually a Mishnah in oilless. Because there's a Rashi, we mentioned that Rashi asked the question. So it's a very ineffective vilom with two sides, where it's less than two tefachim wide. Because if it spreads two tefachim, it means it moved out a tefach here and tefach there. It's considered there's an oil there. You made an oil. Bakashali Aza Mita Shane Brachab Shne Twachim. What bed isn't two twachim wide? A gimel chasim mashahu. Possibly you could have a case up to three minus a mashahu. How could it be Shia Bagaga Pachas Mitafach? So it ends up to being three minus a little bit. Very narrow bed. The bed is the normal width. There's more than one cross beam going across, and you're hanging more than one curtain. What you would do is you put one higher one and one lower one. There is this cross beam to connect from the uprights by the headboard to the uprights by the feet. Paris Alamita Stein Mushlosha Kilois Kitanus. And you'd put over them each one what we call a kilo, the gago, be real good, the prusa, some of the meat, the defanis. And then you can put a one which is around the edge of the bed, straight up and down, and that's mutter. Okay. And the more said that Siyana Shori, Kaibasha Levad, Shakarin. Felt three, it's felt. Mutter l'osim b'shabbos. So they had felt hats a long time ago, apparently. So we learned the right that it's aser. So Morris says no kasha. How do you speak tefach? She goes to tefach roichem swasay lahalon miroishay. Aser the havi oil. If it spreads out more than a tefach from the head, a tefach from the head or more, since you're making it on, you put it on. The Mora says, well, you're telling me the case of Sharma Beglime, Herich Betelisai, Halon Miroishai, Vahitsiya Tefach, Hachinami Dosser. If you would extend the talus over your head to the point that it juts out a tefach, is it going to be Osir? The answer is no, it's not called making an oil, it's all part of the wearing the item. So the hat also. Therefore, Ella, Rashi learns that the Mora is retracting. The issue is not an oil issue. We're worried about the person falling off and the person coming, person carrying it. When it's on tight, it's tight under your chin. Is mutter below yosu. Now, it's interesting, Rashi and Shabbos, they have the same Gemara and parallel Gemara and Shabbos. Rashi does not mention being tied under the chin.
Here, Rashash says, O kosher.
Good, so Shulchan Aruch, when it brings it down, there's two options. It brings it down either, it could be tight, if it's on your head well. Or alternatively, if it's tied under your chin, so either one of those is sufficient. Okay. The mission is now going to continue discussing differences between mikdash. We differentiated with the case of the nagar. So there's other differences we have between the mikdash and the medina. Regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Machzirin Sira Tachton b'Mikdash Abalei b'Medina. So if you have container and it has a door, so the way the door works is it has a pin which sticks out on top and it sticks out on bottom, and then they go into the corresponding holes. And therefore, the door is able, in the door frame. and therefore the door is able to turn on those two pins, pin on top and pin on bottom. So sometimes the pin on bottom slips out. So is it considered some type of makam patish or binyan by putting it back in? So the Mishnah says that's fine. Machzir and Sarah Tachta b'mikdash. It's not derice, it's not considered binyan. And therefore the mikdash, you could put that back in, but not the medina. It's going to be usher the medina. Chazal ushered it. Why they usher? Because if the person has this problem with this thing slipping out, he might decide to fix it by nailing in some type of a nail over there to hold it in place. And that's already going to be binah if you do that by putting it. So Chazal ushered. However, if the top one comes out, that's considered that you've totally lost the door. So therefore it's considered, putting it back in would be considered malacha the rice of binyan. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosis over here, this is, has a problem with that, because that really is saying means you're holding yesh binyan b'kalib. The malacha binyan applies to kalib. Problem is that's malacha sin b'sham b'shilol. Basilo says, "Ain't binyan mistir b'kele." So why would we want to learn this mishnah like Beishamai? Tosis says there's also a problem. Tosis has the kasha from the we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi is doichik pshat in the Gemara. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis says that even by the elyon, it's only drabonon. So it comes out that there are shusin in the mikdash. So the rule of ein shusin mikdash is how much the Chazal felt a very strong concern about the shus gedolot, Tosfos calls it. They weren't matter than the mikdash either. So as it says, and the truth is, we know that there are many things. There are many derabbanan which applied in the mikdash. So it's not unheard of that there's a derabbanan. There are drabbanans in the mikdash.
But what does the drabbanan relate to?
Tosfos Shita in general is, either it's going to be it's going to be some form of a gzeira to makam patish, or doing it in the karka which is binyan. Tosfos doesn't say how he learns that, or the more the gzera shema yiska. The shell is what's this? What will be if you're tekeya? What was the reason why it's also? So we'll see in the more the pashas the shema yiska like most of shalom is a makam patish. Okay. We'll see when the more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'elyon b'mikdash, v'tachton b'medina. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam, and he allows the Tzir Ha'elyon in the mikdash, not the medina, but in the mikdash. Means only drabbanan, and they didn't answer it in the mikdash. And tachton is so minimal of an issue that even b'medina it's mutter, so he's more lenient. You have this door which goes in the opening of the Shita Table Migdol. They open on the side. The Tzir HaTachton, the bottom pin, calls Moshe Yotzeh Elyon, as long as the top one is still in, it's pretty easy to put back in. That's not called boina. So the mikdash is mutter. Avlovi medina, zera shama yiska begarzen b'makevos tahavi malacha. You might be to kay it in. You might bang it in hard with a garzen, with the back of an axe. Or with a mallet, And that's a malacha. Value in Kamakanasu, the Kima Shiyatsu Ha'el, you cool knife. Once the top one falls out, the whole thing is out. And therefore it's considered like burna. Because sarva, this time holds the Yesh binyan Bikli. Malacha Lahutra, Philippa Mikdash. Something which only Malacha is more to the Mikdash are directly involved in the Hakrava of the Kerbonis, which are mutter on Shabbos. Sear the pin of Delish of the door of Shina Teva Migdol. There's different types of boxes. In the Mikdash, you can put it back in. The Medina, that's not water. However, if it's just starting to come back out, you want to push it back into place. You know, it's not like you have to it's out and you have to put it back in. It's basically in. It's just, it just needs to be pushed back, make sure it doesn't come out. So that's water. Value in Kabakan Loyaxer. You can't, but the Elyon you can't put in. Now remember, according to Rashi, Elyon is the rice. Now the rice continues, this is Gzer Hashem Yiska. Bim Toka Chayim Chattas. So Rashi's doichik this line in the Gemara, that Gzer Hashem Yiska is referring back to the Resha. That B'medina, you cannot be Machzir. Because of Gzer Hashem Yiska. So that's a big doichik. We're ready to start discussing the Elyon, and then you take Zer Shem Yiska. So no, that's referring to the Tachna. So write it. Zer Del Machzir B'mitish Machzir B'medina Doichekin Zer Shem Yiska V'Elyon Kamakana Lo Yachzer. But the way it's written, it's a very funny order. Because according to Rashi, the Elyon putting it back in is a malacha itself, not because of Gzer Shem Yiska. Rashi said that putting the Elyon is considered by none, it's a malacha in and of itself. Shalbor, Mishaldus, Mishayitzia. It's a cover, a door, the opening of the bore of the cistern of a deuce. The difference between a bore and a deuce is they're both cisterns. A bore was sunken in the ground, and a deuce was above ground, but it was sitting above ground. But it's considered mechubar lekarka. Or shall you see? It's like the door of a small office, small room. Well, yachzer bim hichzer is chayv chatas. That's considered binyan. It's binyan gomer. You're dealing with it's in karka. The kash and mikdash matzir and gun should shichin loy the dover the dvar the boar and the deuce. You can't just stop doing it for no reason. You do it because you need it. There was something inside that which you needed to get. She needed to put it back in its place to be able to get access. So it's mutter. If it didn't go out totally from the hole in the doorstep where it hinges on, it's starting to get out. So you can push it back in. And find the value in Kamakan also the Havi Boina Mamish. That's considered Boina, so it's also Shema Yiska. And you might decide to tighten it with the mallet and with the garza. That's a malacha. So Rashi about tatana b'medina. This is going back. This is referring back to why tatana b'medina is osur. The Elyon koi. If you tell me it's going in the Elyon. If you imagine why, but make the shitzaser, so have a leishus. then it's only the Rabbanan. The Hakazara, Gzerish Mishum Shema Yiska, it's also because you might be Tukeya, but my Mitzvah B'Mikdash, so why B'Mikdash say it's also Domer Vayim Kamakan Osir, Vashus B'Mikdash Lagozru. So it must be in the Mikdash, it's the Raisa. It must be that this is referring back to the din of the right. So this is referring back to Tachta. Shabor v'shadus dahavi binyan b'mechubar lekarka chashir binyan b'chodahu. But binyan is chayiv, but any element of binyan is chayiv. Like we saw in Shabbos, a person has a house and he puts in one nail just to act as a hanger. So this is called binyan. He attaches, bangs it to the wall. That is a hook. Bor b'chavira dus b'binyan b'sech karka. So bor was you would dig into the ground to create a cistern, and dus is you would build something and place it in the ground. Ish kandaino. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here is dealing with a ratia. Ratia was a bandage, but the bandage which had some type of a cream on it, so there was a problem of the malacha of mimareach, of rubbing it on the wound. So you have there's two mimareach. There's one mimareach of putting the cream onto the bandage. The second one would be then rubbing it onto the wound, and then there's obviously a third problem of a refuah. So now the person had one on already. So the problem is, if it came off, or if a person had a need to take it off and wants to put it back on, is he allowed to put it back on? Masir and Ratiya b'Mikdash Abalei b'Medina. The Mikdash is Motor Chazal weren't Geizer. Medina Chazal lasted it. We're afraid he might go and make a ratia to start with and do mimareach, smoothing out the medicine that you put on the bandage. Imitila kamakanoser, and if it's not that he's wearing the ratia prior, you want to go and make a ratia on Shabbos. That's also even in the Mikdash. The Rashi says it's only Rabbanan. You can do it without spreading. It's also to do it even without spreading, because then you might spread. So that's Anshus the Mikdash. So he says the answer is Anshus the Mikdash doesn't mean when you're in the basic Mikdash premises everything is mutter. It means things which are for the Mikdash are also. This is not for the Mikdash, this is for the Kayan. So theoretically, if you'd have only one Kayan, he's going to die otherwise. Okay, but you know, we're not talking about Sukkot Sefoshes over here. So it's a Tzarech Hedid. So then, Yeshus and Mikdash. So Agav, the Rashi would then answer. Tosis is right. Against Rashi, right? Tosis says you see that by Shusim Kedarlim, they were going to the Mikdash. One of them was the Seder Hakonim. That's not true. That's part of the Lachem Ponim. Wasn't it just necessary for them to be able to eat it? Okay, I don't know. So, Rashi material ratiya, machzir ratiya. Kain shalaka biyada. For example, Kain has a wound on his hand. We also have ratiya. I mean, by jam, you put on a plaster. You probably call it plaster. You by jam, butchach lab and avoda hetsedu avoda b'shabbos. Every yom tov. Without the ratiya meal yodai, he takes the ratiya off. Shlotei hechutetz is beinoy uvein yodai lavoido. It shouldn't act as a chitzah between himself and lavoido. Chitzah pasels ba, chitzah pasels avoida to be in a melacha chakayin. The kayin himself has to take it. It has to be the gufa shel kayin. Given the chayitz loy havi lekicha b'kayin, it's not called the kayin taking; it's called the sting taking it. So he took it off the door avoida. So now he wants to put it back on. So machziru b'mitish, mitish, he can put it back on. Now, Rashi says, so why is it mutter? Look, our putting back is not tzarech mikdash. Rashi says it is. Dilo shirisele lahachzira lo shakale miyade. We're afraid he won't do the avodah because he knows he needs the shvati in his hands. We tell him if you take it off, he can't put it back on. He says, okay. So he won't do the avodah. So it's one of the cases which you have machzir, you remater soif on mishum tchilasim, remater the soif which really doesn't really have a real valid tzarech, because otherwise you won't have the tchila at the beginning. The more in the first parak says there are three cases which chazal were remater the soif on mishum tchilasim. This is one of them. You're afraid you might smooth it out. That was wiping the hides clean. They would scrape the hides to make them totally smooth. That was called mimachik. So anything which you're smoothing something out is called is told of that. What?
Anything which
you smooth out. Yeah.
Is it told of mamah?
Mimarech is not the told. Mimarech is the told. Mimachik is the av. If it's not was not on his body to start prior to Shabbos. Turns out los silkai usarhu, he did not remove it for avoided purposes. Kamakados, also even the mikdash. You can't apply the rule of mikdash. Dohavare, high shoes lab tsarach kaboyahu, elos lutsarachatma. He's being governed by the sister of Rabbanan for his own benefit, not for the benefit of the mikdash. So Chazal saw no need to permit that. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Nothing more. Matia Shapir Shemi Al Gabi Amaka. The Matia is starting to move off of the wound, slipping. Mazir Mishabah. So the Tanu Kama, this Bryson says, you may put it back in. So Rashi learns that this is even in the Medina. The Chiddush over here is the email you didn't. If you took it up intentionally, that's our mission. Over here, it fell off, so we're going to say a kula. Chazal allowed you to the tzarach of the wearing of the bandage of the plaster. Chazal said, if you didn't take it off, you can put it back on. Okay. If you don't remember, huklako lamato. He says, no. What you can do is if it started to slip one direction, you can push it back up another direction. Or instead of creeping upwards, you can push it down. But you can't, if it fell off totally, you can't put it back up. Umagala mixes aritia, we can appear mark if you want to put medicine on the wounds. So you don't want to take off the whole bandage, which would be the normal procedure, and then put it back on, that's also. What you can do is you can lift up one side of the bandage and put medicine in on the wound from that direction and put that part of the bandage back down. Mixes ritia, then you go back and you open the other side of the bandage. And over there you clean off the wounds from the other direction. But the ritiyah itself, you can't smooth out medicine on it, because that'll be you're smoothing out. So you can put the medicine directly on the wound. You can't smooth anything onto the bandage. You can't smooth it on the wound either. You just put it there. If mirach would be chayav chatas. Okay. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Allah Chir Yehuda. Hasn't Chir Yehuda. That if it fell off totally, you may not put it back on. Okay. Amr Chir, that's a funny flow of the Gemara. So we're done with. We passed on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the more is explaining the Tanakhama. Should be the order is funny, and they're also just if you're not passing him, why the feeling necessary to mars all of his how far he is matter, etc. It's okay. Omer of Chista Loishan Ola Shapirsha Al Gabi Kli, even the Nakama only allowed if it fell off, it didn't fall onto the ground, it fell onto a Kli. Even if Hanukkah agrees it's also, it fell into the ground. Omer Mar Bar Ravashi, Ravashi's son, who's known as Mar Bar Ravashi, said, I was with my father, and it fell off onto his pillow. Okay. He put it back on. I mean, a light. The summer Lamar, the hot number of Kisto, Machlokes, Shapir Shal Gabi Kli, Shapir Shal Gabi Karka, also. Rabbi Shmuel, Shabbi Huda. Don't you know that they explain that they're arguing in a case of not when it fell on the ground, over there, everybody agrees it's also. They're arguing a case when it fell into a Kli. And we said, Rabbi Yehuda, that you may not put it back on. So why did you put it back on? So he said, I didn't hear it. Which Morris says means, I don't hold of it. I don't hear that. Right. So I don't hear that. That's true. So he did not accept that Masorah for the Pesach, that explanation, and therefore he's passing like the Tanakam. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Gemara. Rashi Gemara. Ritzia Shapirsha. Shanapla, it fell off. Medina looked Kamarish. Referring to Medina. Hachinok and Pirsha. Shalalalalal, not the Midas. If it fell off on its own without being removed, Tanakam says Machzir. The Milsa Lashkicha, he will go to Barabonim. The reason why we had asked her is there, Shema, you're going to go be Mareach. It wasn't a common occurrence because I did not see a need to ask her. Yehud Aymer. Im Laflo en Machzirin. If it fell off totally, you may not put it back on. Avim Hoglaka, if it just started to slip, Dechaka. You can push it back to reach up where the wound is and get it over the wound. Shuma Mareach, what's going on? You can't put the Ritiya itself on your cane because of Mareach. Machli Guma Shabritiya. You're smoothing out the medicine, the parts which are lower, which there's a little crevice where the medicine didn't get into. That's what you're doing. Yeruach eschayev mishum emachik. Smoothing something out. Oshanu dothan akamah shor lach zira asher b'shogah b'kli. If it fell onto a kleek, alakar, alakesis, on the pillow or on the mattress, but if agabi karka kills a field of me, then if it fell on the karka and you put it back out, it's like you're putting it on from scratch. This is awesome. Abesad, it fell on his pillow. It fell on his pillow, his head pillow. Yeah. The Mukil Puktayu Bishnafalakli. Reb Chis explained that they're arguing in a case where it fell on a kli. Filahaki Osir Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda the Tana said it's Osir to do even when it fell on a kli, you can't put it back on. But Reb Shmuel, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shmuel said he passed like Reb Yehuda, or Shmuelly Hod Reb Chis. I don't know how like Reb Chis. Then Osirly, he polled Reb Yehuda, but it feel like I'll be Karka. I would feel like I'd be cleek. Even if Yehuda agreed to fell on a kli and be mutter. Lomachal is only when it fell on the karka. So we didn't fall on the karka. Everybody agrees it's mutter. Zot the Mishnah. Kashrin nima b'mikdash. I would love it. So one of the strings of the harp came out or snapped. You can tie it. You can do a kshira on that string in the mikdash, not the medina. Vimitkila, if this is your first time stringing it, kamakan is also. That's also even in the mikdash. Takrashi, kasha nima. Nima is kinar shashir halavim, the carbon. The string of one of the kinar, the lyre that the levium use. If it snapped on Shabbos, you may retie it. Well, Gemara Mefarish, the worst, that's very nice, but being kosher something is a malacha d'oraisa. So how in the world is that mutter? Gemara Mefarish, time and something share mitzvah shlo ha'yochel l'chosos miyasmol to ha'yom nipsiko d'chosos Shabbos. There isn't machlokes tanoim we had in the laws of the Mila. Akshir mitzvah, which you could not have done before Shabbos, are the derech Shabbos of the halachas which are derech Shabbos. So Mila is derech Shabbos. May you carry the ismol through Rosh Hashanah to get the knife to where the baby is to do the Mila. So Mila is derech Shabbos. So this you could have done it before Shabbos. Or even in case you couldn't, but it's only makshirim, it's not the mitzvah itself. So we're saying that we hold the makshirim mitzvah, which you could not have done before, is the Shabbos. So hayoyim nifsuka, it snapped today. You could not have done anything about it beforehand. That's doich. I will go to the kasher av malachi, kasher making a not as av malacha. It's mutter. There was never a string that is to start with. He says, well, I don't have a string. The answer is that's also the yochel also is miyesmo. That's something you could have done before. You don't have to wake up to start stringing the item on Shabbos. So that's also. So the Gemara is going to ask from a brisa, which it says that the correct thing to do is to tie a bow. The Gemara gives terutzim, but the problem, it's interesting. Once, if you look at a bow as an option, then it's not makshiri mitzvah, because I don't need to do it this way. So this makshir mitzvah, there was the point of makshir mitzvah, which you could not have done beforehand, is that that's the only way you can get the mitzvah done is by doing it, so that that's subsumed under the heter of the mitzvah. If I have another option, so then there's nothing to subsume. That's my own, now it's my decision. So, but there's no heter, so we'll have to talk about that.